Hey, yeah, you. You like comic books, anime, and stuff? Sure you do. Who the hell doesn't? And that's why you should listen to a podcast called Fresh. It's like audio cliff notes of ancient texts, painstakingly translated by us for you. So do yourself a favor. Like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Trust me, we're everywhere. So don't forget, it's a podcast called Fresh on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Anchor FM, and anywhere podcasts are casted.
What kind of forever?
What up, though, loved ones? Tis I, your guy, and compelling protagonist, the enigmatic N-word, the toxic boxer, the problematic problem solver, and the able magwitch of this podcast shit, because you're all my beneficiaries. You're welcome. Handsome Bane of Isle of Power Claim. What up? And also welcome to some new listeners that we anticipate picking up from in true Franny fashion. That's right. We did an episode with our good friend Franny over in true Franny fashion. And I'm pretty sure she sent you to me. Those of you who weren't already here, glad to have you. Have a seat. We have punch and cookies at the table. There may be some Hennessy somewhere around here. I don't drink it, but I hear black people like it a lot. And so, as a fellow black, I want you all to be comfortable. Or whatever you are, you know? Who doesn't? Whatever. Drink whatever you want. I don't care. Like I said, this is the second half of the 20-ish questions. Because we had a plan to do 20 questions at the Lifted reboot or relaunch. There was a lot of things recorded, a whole lot of content, and so much, in fact, that we had to cut this one in half and share it. I got it a little more than half, but it's fine because Franny has like a ton of the good stuff that we have to go through before you can hear it, but it's not officially a part of the show. It's whatever. Franny, Mike, they all work that. What you'll get here is a bunch of, we'll probably have a couple of deeper questions, a couple of things that we elaborate on here. So we're going to pick right up with the conversation we were having. Myself, Franny, Kit Kat Chinetti, that I hope you guys got to know a little more about, and Kayan. Those two are mine. They reside here over on It's Like a Podcast or whatever. So hopefully you're enjoying the three of us as we just lose our damn minds. So in order to reap the full benefits of this episode, you want to first swing over to Franny's podcast in true Franny fashion, and you'll hear how all of this began. You'll hear all of our energy and ridiculousness of the first episode and how it carries over into what we're doing over here, which is the same session. We literally did not get up from that spot. It was just a lot of episode, you know. So it's loud, so you may want to turn your headphones down because there are five people competing. Kayan has a microphone that's louder than everybody else's, and his voice carries, as you may well know. So with all that said, go there first, come back here, or if you came from there, you're all set, you're already caught up to speed, or listen to it whatever order you want. I'm a podcaster, not a cop. Anyway, without much more ado, I'm going to get you to the episode, but also at the end, I announced a couple of events that have already passed. We did the fundraiser for the MMA gym, that is levelgroundmma.org over in Dorchester. That was a success. We did Dungeons and Dragons and all kinds of fun stuff. Also, I found my Dreamcast and parts of it, and I've been playing Marvel vs. Capcom all week, and I could not be happier with life. So, hopefully, with what we have here for you, we could provide a little happiness and some laughter and a couple of answers to some questions that may be weighing heavy on your mind. Hopefully it helps, you know. If not, you can tell us about it. We all share our social medias. So if you want to follow us, if you want to talk to us, you want to fight us or whatever, we'll meet you in the parking lot. It's fine. Until then, I'll see you on the other side of this one. Love, trust, and believe. Peace.
Out of my group of friends, right, everybody thinks I'm crazy because I'm outspoken, I'm like sexually fluid, all these things, right? But when we have these conversations and I say I never pulled up on a guy, I've never slashed tires, I've never bleached somebody's outfit, I've never cut their sneakers, I've never showed up at their job. Yeah. Actually, my daughter's father's job once and I was bringing him lunch.
I don't think that's
fair.
So that's not showing up, right?
No, of course.
So I've never done any of these things, yet I'm the single one.
Franny, so look at us. They can't handle it.
So I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. As far as I go, I'm not attracted to that shit.
Neither.
My ex did that shit one time when
we are not the type of people to do that shit.
Well,
and that's
but so ask this guy. Like
ask
Kay.
Ask Kay. He'll know exactly the answer for this.
I've got an answer for you. I enjoy a challenge. I like to know
this broad for England.
I like to know to what extent does my patience end.
I like to toe the line.
Have you ever considered like paying a professional dominatrix
to
just work that out?
No. It's not a physical thing.
Oh, okay.
No, it's a totally an emotional thing.
Okay, so you're into emotional subjugation.
Oh, yeah.
What's the craziest thing that has happened besides the invoice?
Okay, craziest thing that's ever happened.
We're 10 years later.
A friend, not a girlfriend, a friend pulled up to my job because I told her, I was like, I'm not hanging out with you anymore because I'm tired of trying to like get in contact with
you. So that's not the same.
Hold on. She pulled up to my job. She pulled up to my job and told them that I left my ID. And so they called me from the other, like the location that she pulled up to. And they were like, yo, this girl just said that she has your ID. I don't believe her.
Were y'all fucking?
No. No.
Okay, well,
I was in a relationship with another girl.
Wait.
Hold on. I was in a relationship with another girl who also was crazy and hated her. So here's the thing.
There it is.
They plotted together. Please tell me that's the story.
Girl who shows up at job, I lose my shit and say, you can't do this. I tell crazy girlfriend. Crazy girlfriend then slaps me and says, you think that you can do whatever the fuck you want, who do you think you are, and got hammered at some like at a like fucking
this feels like a Kevin Hart
at a fucking like Hannibal Buress show. She got just like fucked up and then comes back and is like yelling at me like, you fucking prick, you selfish prick, like at me in the middle of the night.
She's
like,
that was all that went through my head was not only did I'm crazy.
I literally wanted to ask.
Yeah.
So Kane.
Yeah, she was white.
Thank you.
Okay, that doesn't mean anything. She's just crazy.
All I can do is stare into the middle distance and pretend that that means you have no more flashbacks.
Here's the question. How crazy was that makeup sex?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, there man. It is. That's it.
We were. So that's we had so no. Well, you know what it is. You know what it is. I want toxic relationship sex. That's what I want. That's why I go after the crazy girls.
Oh, pardon.
Because it's toxic as fuck. Our relationships are toxic as fuck. But the sex is dope.
That's the answer.
It's dope.
And that's really the answer.
Yeah, that's it. Fuck it.
Well, there you go.
You want a good girl, but you want a terrible
I was going to keep it in that same vein, but
Or strike that, reverse it, depending on your preference.
Oh, because you brought up friends.
Some folks like that.
Watch this. What factors, this is a good question. What factors play into a woman hating or loving her partner's female friends?
Ooh. This is something I've dealt with many times before.
That should be hit or miss.
You know how long I've been married?
Not having any friends that are girls.
Hit or miss.
You want to know how many of my friends she likes?
None of them.
I only have so many fingers. They're more than she likes. That sounds weird.
I am assuming I am not.
She likes his fingers.
Oh, that's why I met her.
I am.
She married him for his fingers.
Like me.
She just doesn't like to.
Oh, so, daddy,
I love your fingers.
So what plays into that? Because I'll have a female friend that nothing's going on. There's nothing weird. I don't see anything happening. I know very specifically that even if someone did have feelings for me or whatever, nothing is going to happen. I have no desire to step outside of my relationship. What then goes into, besides that apparently, goes into women specifically, because I'm, asking women questions, hating or loving a partner's female friend.
I have a piggyback after this.
I struggle with this because most of my friends are men. Just it has just happened to work out that way.
Okay.
So if it's someone that I generally feel that I don't get along with, I think my kind of general question is just like, why are we spending a lot of time with them? And that's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, I've met most of the female friends that I've met that I really, really like, I've met through other relationships. By that same token, I think generally speaking, if there's it's complicated, right? Because I've also been in some relationships where I'm putting this in air quotes for those of you at home, polyamorous, where I felt that I cannot get jealous of anything. Because, we're polyamorous, still in air quotes. And in some of those instances, I've genuinely felt like, okay, like what the fuck ever. And then in some of them, I've been like, what am I not doing? So I think it really has to go on a basis of the person you're with, the people that they're friends with, and how you all intersect. I had a lot harder of a time with my, at the time, fiance having female friends when he was traveling all the time and he was seeing his female friends more than he was seeing me.
So, I'm looking
at you. I think for me, I don't have an issue with my partner having female friends. What would make the difference of whether I like them or not is one, if she respects our relationship, right? So, obviously, I think it's very normal. I don't think it's healthy, but I think it's normal that we size them up. Yeah. So, how did y'all become friends? How did y'all meet? To what degree is y'all friendship? Has anything ever happened? Have you thought about anything ever happening? But my trust and my expectations lie on my partner.
Yeah.
What I would want from that from his friend is for her to earn my respect and my trust, and that only happens to me if you're truly supportive of him.
Yeah.
It's like if I see that my partner is going through something very difficult and she's being a genuine friend
with
no ill intention and she just checks on him but respects not to contact him after 9 p.m.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? So that she understands that he has a life, he has, in your case, right, you're married, so I'm picturing myself being your wife, you have your kids, you have your wife. After 9 o'clock, nobody should be texting you. Yeah. Unless it's somebody that we both know, and I know that.
Yeah,
and I think that's built gradually over time. But if you tell me I have a friend from work, and the next time I see is that her name popped up on your phone at 11 p.m., what's happening?
Well, I have two friends who are my adopted brothers, right? Legitimately, we've been on family vacations. My parents came the whole nine yards. And if people have genuine issues with my relationships with them, that's where I kind of have to start going, okay, what are we jealous of here? Mm-hmm. Because there's a point with some of my friends where they're a non-negotiable for me. Mm-hmm. But I also articulate that.
You're clear about it.
Yeah. Like, listen.
That's the thing. If it's a real friend, I would have known when we were dating.
Yeah.
Because the getting to know us stage, it's like.
Sometimes they'll call your partner when they both can't sleep because they're both insomniacs, and that's how they became close.
Right.
Fine, right? But, like, if you're seeing, oh, my God, why did Cheryl call you 18 times last night? Like, that's a totally
After 2 a.m.
Yeah, that's a totally different situation.
She was trying to kill herself.
No.
Yeah, oh, okay. God. That's an
no, but if that's the truth. No.
Yeah.
Then,
but I would
then,
know. I feel like I would know.
Yeah.
I would feel like if I'm your partner and you have this friend who might need you late night.
That was a.
This is not a random.
Awful, tasteless joke.
No, of course, but I don't think it would like it wouldn't be surprising. It would be somebody that I know.
Yeah.
It's those new pop up friends that I think girls are like. Where should come from?
Hi.
So where's the border between that? Because it's like if you have a best friend prior to entering a relationship, how do like let's say.
But if we go on a date and in the part of like the getting to know each other stage,
right.
I ask you, tell me about your friendships. And this best friend who's a girl is someone you don't mention.
So let's say
and then all of a sudden she's your best friend. All
right, so let's say
why are you leaving her out?
Let's say it is, right? Let's say
that don't make no sense.
Let's say that this best friend is someone I bring up a lot. How do you then differentiate between that best friend who is someone I bring up a lot, who is someone who knows you, who is someone who met you? How do you then trust that that's not someone I was fucking with?
I just have to take your word.
Okay.
And if your shorty's acting crazy over that, then your shorty has an issue.
Yeah, if y'all are acting like folks who used to fuck, then maybe I won't take
it. Because if in reality, you're going to be close to someone you used to fuck.
Right. I mean, right.
And you're also going to be close to someone that you're really close to.
But if you have a history that's more than friendship, that should be brought up to the table from jump.
What if it's not? What if it's not something that's like? What is? Let's say
then
I was
it's
fucking
not.
You.
Then
you
have no
to.
Right
then
to
you have to. Then you have to trust your intuition.
Right.
Let's say there's a moment where you have to go.
So let's say we had sex one time in high school, right?
Yeah.
Camera zooms in on
that. I tell you that.
I'm gonna make it.
I'm like, all right, look. Me and her had sex one time in high school, but since then, it's been nothing but friendship.
I feel like it's always gonna bother her because
that's
you already mentioned sex.
That's a hard sale, dog.
Okay, but like,
as a woman,
it's always gonna bother me because you guys already had sex.
The fact that, hold on, so yeah, the fact that you even know,
I'm still gonna wait for both of y'all to build that trust within me,
but
I'm already looking at her funny because
you shouldn't even, you shouldn't know if she has an innie or not.
Okay, but as someone who does a lot of boudoir work, a lot of people have seen me naked. That's not new.
For somebody who just likes to be naked, a lot of people have seen me naked.
Right.
So that's
but
one
like,
thing. Like,
no,
why
but
is
if
that
you
an
if
issue?
You came up to me and were like, "Hey, I slept with this person in high school, and since then we've had a really good friendship," like, I'm taking you at your word. If you're upfront with
the thing that I feel like.
If you're upfront with me, if you are honest with me, if you were like, "Hey, here's my shit," then I'm gonna be like, "Okay,
accept it or leave it.
I see your shit, and if we're doing this." I understand that you come with all of that.
But I also respect
you
my
come
boundaries.
With all the attachments.
But what
so
is
that
the
said, if you go
the
hang out with
hard, y'all you, can't act like y'all used to fuck.
If
and you
if
know what
not,
that looks
okay,
like.
But
it's
like,
the touching. It's the it's, cut that shit out.
No, but like, okay, hi. But also, if I find out that you were hanging out with her and you didn't tell me, if you're like, oh, I went over to her place, like super casual.
So let me ask you something.
Yeah. Just be like, hey, I'm going over to Lexa's or whatever her name is. I'd be like, okay, cool, have fun. If I find out after, he was at Lexa's last night, that's like a little different.
So in that same vein, me and Lexa never had sex.
Okay.
Does that change things?
I still need to know the gist of the friendship.
If
me and Lexa having sex and me and Lexa not having sex, same exact friendship.
Yeah, so my rule of thumb is, again, if you're forthright with me, I accept that it comes with all that baggage and shit, right? If you say, hey, we used to fuck, or hey, we used to not fuck, fine. If you guys are...
Wouldn't change your view of how...
But what I expect her is for her to understand that now I am in the picture and some of that shit you need to tone down. And if she respects you as a friend, she would not want to do things that jeopardize you losing me. So the touchy-feely shit, cut it out. Because
so
I'm uncomfortable.
If that's
that,
a thing that bothers your partner.
Yeah, and
because
I'm gonna
I have had I have been the partner that has not been bothered by that in the past.
Oh, no, don't do that flirt.
I'm like, if y'all, like, hug, snuggle, whatever, that's fine. But, like, listen, if y'all are having a cuddle puddle, where's my fucking invite? Like, I'm not easily jealous. I post pictures of myself in my underwear on Instagram. I can't date people who are easily jealous, or I'd be
screwed. I don't think it's a jealousy thing, though. It's a respect your role.
I think it's depending on the rules of your agreement.
If you're single and she's comfortable being all over you, okay. Now you have a partner.
Yeah, there's that respect. That
she has to switch up how she acts for the sake of that she respects your relationship.
And him too,
right? When, absolutely.
Yeah. Like, I just want to make sure because
I'm very vulgar. I talk my shit. I'm very funny. If his wife called the phone right now, I'm going to shut the fuck up. Not because there's something to hide here. I'm respecting that that's his wife. I have jokes with Mike all the time. Super inappropriate. The moment his phone rings and I think it's either his children or his wife, I calm down because I don't want her on the other end to hear something that's completely out of context and think that I'm somebody that shouldn't be around her husband. So my job as a friend is to control my actions to make sure that she knows that I'm not disrespecting. I see what you guys have here. I value it. I cherish it. I understand it.
I do also think it goes on a case-by-case basis.
Absolutely.
So if your partner is cool with you guys making inappropriate jokes all the time and that doesn't bother you, fine. I think it's a communication thing. There's this thing that I've seen recently that, like, the difference between polyamory and monogamy is not the communication, it's the setting of boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You should both be radically communicative, and you should be able to talk to each other about anything and everything.
So I have a quick question.
Shoot.
Because it's like, I feel... I do want to move off of it, but I do feel like men have to censor themselves more in a polygamous.
Married to multiple people.
You said polyamory, so I'm thinking polygamy.
So you're thinking Mormonism. Got
so
it.
I'm thinking men have
to. I would love to be a Mormon baby.
Men have to censor ourselves more in a platonic relationship than women do because women tend to be more abrasive when it comes to a female friend than men will. Like, I feel like if.
But that's with the history that men tend to cheat more. Right when women
caught more.
What? Okay, cool.
People.
Whatever.
But
they get caught more. So
the thing is,
show if me your girl, statistics.
I really feel like this might be a whole separate episode.
I feel like if your girl is automatically jealous of the fact that you have a girlfriend somewhere in her history of in her line of history, that shit never worked out, and the nigga was lying. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, it's not coming from anywhere. And again, that's stuff that you both have to deal and choose. Whether to do
I'm
going to
tell you a story, and I hope that after this story we can move on.
Yes,
because I know
that
you have more questions.
I also got a
my ex. When I was working at a law firm, I was working like 80-hour weeks basically. So I would go in at 9, and I wouldn't leave until 1 sometimes in the morning. And my ex would think that I was out there fucking around because I was staying late, but in reality, I was like literally buried my head in paperwork. And she told me about this one guy that she dated years ago. That was Scott. Working at a fucking JP Licks and cheated on her with some girl at the JP Licks because whatever. So she was like, every time somebody works late, because he was working late,
Licks.
She was like, I know, he was JP licking that ass.
And I was like,
in JP.
He was in JP.
Gotta scoop that shit.
Yeah, so I had to deal with that like projection of insecurity of like, I have dealt with this before. I see that you are starting to do the things that he was starting to do when he was going down.
You have to earn.
Clearly you too are going to cheat on me. But, you know, I'm just gonna threaten to cut off your dick in the process. And then maybe you'll be too scared.
That's back to you like
a movie. Yeah, that's nuts. All right.
I think trust needs to be built.
Let's do yours next, and let's kind of fly through the rest of these.
This is easy. Would you rather walk in on your parents having sex or them walk in on you?
No.
Yeah. I don't want
to
see
you guys need to listen.
The answer's not.
No, that's not an option. It's hypothetical. Relax.
My mom walking in on me was favorable.
Yeah.
So I was.
I was
made in a tube. I'm a tube baby, and a huge part of the reason that I was anorexic is because my parents. Body shamed me. I would much rather watch them fuck because I don't think they ever actually fucking have. Like, I would pop out some champagne brain poppers, I would be like, yes! Like, woo! Like, that would be like Christmas and my birthday if they actually liked each other.
What about you?
I don't want to see my mom like that.
So you'd rather them walk in on you?
I don't want them to see me like that. You know, my mom would be like, honey, your thighs look gross when you're fucking, like, when you're getting railed from behind. And, like, I don't need that.
I have a super user question then.
Yeah.
What was the talk like between you and your parents then?
My talk was very open. My mom, like, her opening line was, sex feels great. And then she hit me with the, when you're ready, when you're aware, when you have somebody who loves you. You know what I mean? She was very
like, my dad was
oh, see, I was the opposite of that. I did not get that at all.
Yeah, my dad was so scientific. He told me exactly what happened. He was like, listen,
okay.
Girl puts penis in vagina, penis shoots sperm in vagina, sperm goes into egg, egg has baby, boom. You good?
I was good. I'm sorry. Hands up on watching parents fuck. Okay, we got two on that. Hands up on watching and on you.
I'd rather than walking on me.
All right,
so
4-2.
I feel like all
the penis having individuals are cool with their parents walking in. All the vagina having individuals are not.
Cooler than walking in on my own.
Yeah, I don't want to see my parents fucking at
I feel like it happens often. Like, I'm sure it does.
Champagne poppers.
I
don't have a lock in my room.
I'll never.
But I will tell you guys this one awkward moment.
My rabbits have seen
my dad used to live downstairs from me. And I was seriously dating this guy, and I was like, oh, like, you know, we talked about babies, like, baby, I removed the IUD, and my dad goes, yeah, y'all have been practicing, and it was, like, in the car,
I couldn't exit stage left, I just really awkwardly
sat closer to the door and just stared out the window the whole time. Yeah. So the idea of my parents, like, looking at me, no, thank you.
All right. But next.
I feel like they wouldn't stare.
Moving
right
along.
You've been doing this wrong for 2 months. Time to flip her over, bro. Come on.
Shut up.
How am I going to get these red kids with you and your weak ass?
All right, it's her belly button.
Listen, kid, you pull out games week. Do better. I don't want grandkids yet.
Go.
All right. At what point in your story about your day do you want me to nod and agree? Or if ever, do you want me to offer up advice?
I think this is bullshit, and I actually have a question that's, do you guys actually enjoy the gossip that we tell you? Because I think you guys keep up with our stories way more than you give yourself
new
credit
gossip,
for.
Sure.
Yes
new
and
gossip,
no.
Yes.
There's a yes and no.
If it's the same rivalry that you've had with that bitch over there, I kind of don't want to hear it.
Right.
And if if nothing has changed, you know, that story arc is still going on, fine.
Like smash that bitch's face!
Just beat the bitch up and
bend her.
Call me when you need to. Right.
I love office gossip. You tell me everything, baby. Come on. Tell me everything, child. Am I going to listen, though? That's the question.
That's fine. But if it's something that you have a problem with that can be fixed, then you want me to help you fix it, or you just want me to... What's the point of this story?
I would want you to help me fix it.
How?
You want me just...
Like, give me your advice.
You want advice? Because when we give advice, that advice gets ignored and said, you don't know what you're talking about.
Some of the way you guys give advice is not how a girl would handle
things.
So we're taking your advice and then we analyze how we apply
it's
it.
It's also that we're... Like
men are very direct.
Men are fixers.
Right.
Like, I've given my wife some, like, advice in the corporate world or whatever, and how to handle things and how to word emails and all that stuff that was, like, very to the point and, something that was like, yeah, this will fix it. Right. And then she followed it and it fixed it.
The worst is when somebody else gives your woman advice and it's the same advice
the
you
same
gave.
Same shit you
but
told
because it
her
came
already.
Out of somebody else's mouth, all of a sudden
another
it becomes
woman's
relevant.
Mouth at that.
No.
That was one.
It's worse when it's another dude.
It's usually another guy.
I haven't had that yet.
I think it's
her best male friend.
But you know what?
You're right. I have heard that.
I think it's the idea that you're gonna give me advice, and, like, I know it's coming from a biased place. So maybe I refer to other people to see.
Yeah, but it's coming from a biased place from homeboy at your job that you pretend to be your work wife. He fucking loves you too.
She got that nigga saved in her number and her phone is full.
Yeah.
Work husbands are trash. Yeah.
Because Mike is supposedly her work husband.
Fuck work husband. Oh, man. Let's fly through. Left.
Okay,
so we can kill that one because we kind of both answer that one.
What is your go-to action plan to end an argument?
End an argument? Guys.
Make them.
Guys.
Stick my finger in her butt.
Shut up. All right, no.
As a married man, I'm gonna listen.
Well, no, I've gotten better at is just like kind of, again, and I've heard you talk about this on your show several times. We talked about the argument thing on our episode. But I think when people get upset that you are listening and they think that you're just kind of going dead because you don't, I typically like to not talk and process and then say, you know, because an argument is so much that you can say.
Has just, nothing to do with the court problem.
You're right. You got to process and say, because you can't unhear shit after you say something like that. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when we're swinging for the fences because we think that's going to end it and it just makes it worse. It's okay for an argument to go a couple days. Like, you know what? I'm really done talking about this right now because we're just not.
It's not productive.
We are opposite. We're the similar magnets. We both feel like we're right and we're not making any concessions that you could be right and I can be wrong or that we both could have a point. And so really just like, avoiding just being a dick and trying to hurt someone's feelings, because that's not how anyone wins. Nobody wins an argument, or nobody ends an argument until it's... The only thing that ends an argument is changing behavior. And it's like, yeah, that thing that you do that pisses me off, you started to change. I can see that you start... Okay, so we don't have to have that issue anymore. But that only comes with like actual change. Me giving you lip service, me bullshitting and saying whatever, or sticking a band-aid on it.
I am one that will hear everything and just like, give me a day or two. And I'll come back and I'll tell you, well, I think this is shitty, or you're absolutely right. Whatever that may look like, and this is not just in relationships, but even in my friendships. Like I've had friends, I said it on my episode, tell me some really difficult shit. And I knew that if I spoke, I was gonna be hurtful. So because I like to watch what I say, I just kind of take it all in. And then when I'm ready, we'll have a talk. Right. But I also do think food settles things a lot.
You're right.
After everything is like, it's just that, those endorphins of fixing whatever happened.
But even if you haven't fixed it and, you know, you go about your day because we're not going to get to a solution. Okay, well, what do you want for dinner?
Yeah. That's like, why Italians always feed each other.
Yeah, we could at least like have somewhat of normal moments, even though we're still both angry.
Food hockey does fix shit.
Yeah, I don't say sex because then you just have sex.
Then it's just
you're almost more angry.
It's also really hard to have a fight over food. Like if you're like, okay, like, hey, nom.
You're like crazy.
Crazy sex. Angry sex is dope.
Makeup is better.
I tend to think that both angry and makeup sex, like, angry sex is a lot better when she's not angry at you.
I feel like
she's angry at, like, life, the world, her job, whatever, and she's just like, and you're just like,
I knew it would happen.
That shit slaps. If she's angry at you, she is going to try to murder you mid-bang. Like, do you really want to worry about if knife play is suddenly like
he's mad. He's so
bad. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that.
I haven't had your definition of angry sex. I haven't had she's mad at the world that
I know. You probably haven't, don't even know.
Right, that I know. Oops. I feel like
Kyan goes around and like makeup purposely sex. Fucks up a woman's day that she doesn't know.
He's like,
so that
pulls
he gets
the strings from behind the scenes and shit.
He's like, I'm gonna flatten her tire. I'm gonna give her a ticket.
He pays a kid to like
sure
say that she's
coffee.
Like,
yes. Oh no, she's ugly.
And then.
And I'd do it again too if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
Yeah.
Hey, tell me about your day.
Hey, my roommates are out. You around?
I heard. I heard you tripped over a rock. I mean, I heard you fell.
I heard you broke a heel.
I heard you tripped over a conspicuously placed rock. I mean, are you okay?
How was your day?
Okay. I know Kat has to get out of here, and so I'll kind of wrap this up. Why? We're talking about arguments, and we'll just end it on a joke. Why do women always give their man that dumbass Yogi Bear voice when quoting something we said?
Because that's what you sound like when you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's what I went to. I just went to the store to go to the. I'm not sleeping with her. I'm not fucking bitch. You ain't doing nothing. Whatever.
It's literally what you sound like when you're saying something dumb to us.
That's how you sound.
Especially,
I'm not fucking her. She's just a coworker.
Something, and we know the truth, and you're lying.
Stupid.
That's what you sound like. You sound dumb.
Do y'all know what Johnson?
What voice do you guys use for us?
Oh, March.
Homie!
March Simpson!
Homie!
That's not better. That is not, like...
It's awful.
No, because, like, at the end of the day, we use... Basically, the Yogi Bear voice and the Homer Simpson voice are really only, like... They're not that far removed.
But, dog, if you were somebody that just sound that stupid, like...
Right. You probably shouldn't be with the nigga.
It's not that you sound stupid. It's just what you are.
You sound stupid. Oh, I'm not doing anything with her.
But you notice that, like.
They do a lot of, like, the Spanish girl accent, and I don't think I have a super thick accent, but they like Sofia Vergara the show.
Better like you do.
And it kills me.
Okay, but, like.
I hate that.
By that same token, like, I can't do that many dude voices.
I'm at
the risk of being that person.
Yeah,
like, unless you want me to scream at you like you're fucking Hulk Hogan, then, like, your choices are Yogi Bear or, yeah, brother! Like, and, like, I don't think that's good to have in an argument setting, because that just sounds like I'm escalating, and that's not what's happening. Well, okay, sometimes
I am.
Oh,
yeah, baby, escalate.
I guess you could do that too. When she called me an idiot, she kicked me in my nuts.
I've had to be that person so they could go home and fuck their wives. It's fine. Like,
Jesus.
Hey, numbnuts. Oh, I love it when you call me that. Yeah, all right, cool.
Gross.
She had a phone business, guys. She's not the side dude. She's
different. How's your wife?
You got one more quick one that we
can
punch me in my nuts.
Oh, this is a controversy on Facebook, I believe.
Oh, here we go.
It was the idea of who gets served first in the house.
I'm not answering this because I don't even got kids, so.
I think it's stupid. I feel like as the man who has kids in
and a wife.
And a wife. I can serve my damn self. If you are smart, you understand that. And I'm also very involved with my children. Mm-hmm. I pick them up from school. I make sure they eat. I check all the homework. I do the shits. Like, I'm a fucking father.
Right.
Like, I don't understand the sitting around when shit needs to be done for your fucking children. Do the shit, because what happens if your stupid ass is sitting there eating a plate of food? Your children are still running around, getting into shit, getting on your nerves. You can't enjoy your meal, you fucking moron.
Like, practically, it's like a stupid thing.
And then you go ahead and you put this shit all on your wife or whomever else is there. Then, you know, her work husband come in there and pass the damn plate to the kids. Then you sit over there in your feelings because some other nigga is doing something for your family.
Hey, don't be passing plates to my kids, motherfucker.
Shit. That's her job.
So my daughter will always get served first.
Yeah.
Just because I don't want to hear her mouth about being hungry. Her plate usually needs to cool down, which means it needs to be out of the pot.
It needs to already be there.
So, like, I need to, like, plate it first. Therefore, she gets it first. But I liked an answer that I saw on Facebook that was like, it's okay because there's nobody eating until whoever serves sits down or whoever cooks sits
down. So we had this rule in our house that was really simple. It's just...
Food's on the stove, go serve yourself.
No, food's on the table, go serve yourself. Yeah. So you would grab your plate, you would grab whatever cutlery you needed, and you would
go serve yourself.
There's two words, real easy, family style.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all sit down together, y'all serve yourself together. You know, so if, listen, dad's gonna eat a shitload of mashed potatoes tonight because you know dad's a slut for mashed potatoes, then like maybe you take a little bit less if it's not your favorite.
Right.
So, you know, whatever. You can kind of work together.
Shot his wife and put her in critical condition. Did you see it on the Breakfast Club?
Yeah, you sent me the link.
Shot the brother because at a Super Bowl party, she served the brother first.
They were hosting.
I hope he gets
so, like,
beat.
Don't serve my brother shit.
So that's where that came.
I'd shoot that motherfucker.
All right, last one.
Last one.
Let's go. Funny, ugly guy, or handsome, boring guy?
Be honest.
I've never dated a cute guy in my life.
Funny, ugly. 100%.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If you've got a personality, I don't care what you look like. If you're that fucking abysmal looking, fuck me from behind.
Facts from Kat Chinetti, and tell her what she's won.
And
if you can make me laugh, what the fuck ever.
With Kat Chinetti.
Well, ugly people get
with Herd Halfley.
And then you just kind of buy them clothes to get.
Yeah, no, and like maybe some face wash if it's like an issue.
Yeah. Oh, I gave a guy a gift. I gave him witch hazel.
I gave someone a gift basket. Yeah. Like, yep.
You're fixable.
Damn.
Give me a hot chick anyway.
Hey, why'd you say it to me? Like,
it's
you're fixable.
Every day, bro.
Nigga, you fix yourself.
I'm working on you.
You're working on me.
Cool.
Oh boy.
Guys, if you're ugly,
give me a hot chick any day, bro.
You better a hot chick with no ass now. Get out of here.
Yeah,
it's not my life.
Yeah. Okay.
Boring chicks. Like,
I can't be boring.
Kind of dated a boring chick. We didn't get past the anything because, like, she was so super boring and she was gorgeous. And I tried, and it was just like, be interesting. It was like,
well, that's because she's gone by.
Atmosphere.
Are your crazies cute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They always are.
They have to be cute.
They kind of.
You
have
can't.
To.
You can't.
Like if she's just a raving lunatic
and ugly.
And ugly. It's like, yeah, she's homeless.
Right. It was like,
but
I'm not.
If she's
reasons I'm not crazy.
Yeah. If she's.
Yeah. Like, I mean, they're all.
Like they're that's all, the. You know, it's like dudes would be like. Regardless of what the woman is doing, even if she's
and girls always say
fat, old, tall, skinny,
funny.
Whatever.
Yeah,
but he's funny.
And it's, the dudes
or,
will be like,
well, he's got potential. you just don't know him.
Girls
like
and
I do.
Dudes are different. Like girls will be like, but he's funny. Dudes will be like, but she's bad.
But she bad though.
Yeah. It's just like, it's,
but she
it's,
got a fat up.
Like, it's too much.
It has to be something more than that.
A dude is never gonna point out a person.
Glad it's good for you, motherfucker.
Sometimes there isn't, man. You can't fight that.
You can't justify it.
You can't justify it. It's an irrational thought.
I'm so.
All right, so we're gonna close this up.
Everybody's
I'm
gotta
bitch,
leave. And
I'm
since this part
lover,
of the show
I'm
is on
Hulk
my show
Hogan.
Now,
hey there,
cut it in half.
Yep.
Okay. Like the,
you go here too?
Yeah. We're gonna cut it in half like the baby that King Solomon almost cut in half.
Oh,
but he didn't.
Close.
He didn't.
He never had any intentions of doing so.
Yeah, we're gonna make like fetuses and head out.
Hey. I like the way you did that.
I thought that was gonna be real tasteless, but it was there. We are gonna head out, and so thank you for listening to both shows. In true Franny fashion, my friend, thank you for having half of my show on
and
your
thank
show.
Thank you and, for having me on your show.
And Kit Kat Chinetti.
Meow.
Thank you.
Casino Danny. Does.
Casino here.
Cayenne pepper.
That's not, it's just cayenne.
Find us on your local internet, you nerds.
On the internet. Where can we find you in true Franny fashion?
On anchor.fm/Franny Fashion, Instagram. At In True Franny Fashion, Facebook at In True Franny Fashion, and now Twitter, which I'm still learning to use. In True Franny Fashion.
Yeah. Yes, the tweeters.
Tweet, tweet.
You're Kat. Hilarious.
You can find me at Kat, K-A-T underscore C-H-I-N-E-T-T-I on Facebook, on Instagram, on Snapchat, on Twitter. If you want to find me on Venmo, which you really, really should, I'll send you pictures of my feet. Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Dash Chinetti, C-H-I-N-E-T-T-I. I'm also about to do a limited edition run of Polaroids, so check your local
casino.
Casino.
Find me at Instagram on find me on Instagram at casino_Dez.
He said at Instagram.
What about you?
Opinionated Podcast on Facebook. It's coming soon.
Boom.
Just follow me.
You can follow me on Instagram at ka.patton. Is this structurally sound?
No.
At ka.patton. You can find me on knapatton on facebook.com.
Especially if you're crazy.
If you're crazy, look, I can do this with my dick.
Yeah, that's in my face, bro.
Out of here, dog.
That's in my face.
And of course, we at Ila Powell are at ILA_POW.
I almost got an Instagram like boomerang of you doing that looping, and I didn't. And I'm so sorry.
I really gotta
we can't close the show for the life of us.
Out of here.
You can leave. You.
Are we done?
At Ila Powell, that is ILA_POW on both Instagram and Twitter. On Instagram, I'm pushing the show. On Twitter, I'm just trying to get these jokes off. It's like a podcast or whatever on Facebook. It's like a podcast or whatever on YouTube, because we're doing a video now today.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at us.
Yeah.
We're back.
Yeah.
We're back.
Back.
Also, God, like, send us money.
Yeah. Send us money.
Casino Dez on Cash App.
Cash App at ILAPOW. Also, be on the lookout November 2nd, game night. Come by. We're going to be doing retro gaming. And, we'll be doing retro gaming. We got a Dungeons & Dragons campaign going on that night, too. So, some new stuff.
Pouring drinks. I don't know how to play any of that.
Sure, it doesn't matter. None of us have. Anyway, love, trust, and belief. Thank you guys for hanging out with us.
Later, nerds.
Peace.
Bye. This is the elevator music for the gateway to heaven. I made it in a spaceship that take 87. Chillin' watching holograms and lucky number 11. You can Kansas City shuffle just for fucking with my brethren. From the ghetto to living life like George Jetson. But of course with more sex and more flexing, I'm more or less obsessed with the prospect of killing time all together just as a concept. My daddy's podcast is called Hyphenation. It's the world's greatest podcast. Barack Obama proofed. On Hyphenation, my daddy talks about all kinds of cool things. And sometimes I'm on the podcast too. Sometimes he has his friend Marcus on. Sometimes he stays up really late and he's tired the next day. But it's worth it. But he loves his podcast and I love his podcast. So I really want you to listen to Hyphenation so daddy doesn't get sad. He really doesn't get sad though because he has me. All right, please listen to Hyphenation. Thanks, y'all. I love the podcast, so please, please, please try to join. But if you know.
Perfect. Thank you.
Can we hear it now?